USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The body of 7-year-old Athena Strand was found dead Friday, 2 days after she was reported missing by her stepmom. Strand's body was discovered near Boyd, Texas, outside of the DFW Metroplex. Wise County Sheriff Lane Aiken said a tip led authorities to 31-year-old Tanner Lynn Horner. He's a FedEx driver who made the delivery to the girl's home before she disappeared. Aiken says they have a confession from Horner, who is in jail, in lieu of a $1.5 million bond. The Democratic National Committee on Friday voted to move South Carolina to leadoff of their presidential nominating calendar beginning in 2024. It's replacing Iowa in that spot, a state that has held it for 5 decades. Party leaders also wanted to change as well to reflect the party's diversity, black voters in particular, given that they are the Democrats' most loyal electoral base. The DNC approved South Carolina's primary being moved to February 3rd. Nevada and New Hampshire will take place 3 days later. Georgia and Michigan will round out the first 5 states. Construction on a new nuclear power plant has begun in the southwestern part of Iran. The announcement over Iranian state television comes amid tensions between that country and the United States over sweeping sanctions imposed after Washington pulled out of the deal made between Iran and world powers. Iran is also dealing with nationwide anti-government protests after the death of a young woman in police custody. A price cap on Russian oil not sitting well with the Kremlin. The cap is aiming to limit the Kremlin's resources in financing its war against Ukraine. It'll go into effect on Monday. The U.S. and other countries, including the 27-nation European Union bloc, have agreed to limit what they pay for Russian oil to $60 a barrel. The Russian embassy in Washington insisted that Russian oil will continue to be in demand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
It's coming down to the wire in Georgia, as this is the last weekend of campaigning in a hotly contested U.S. Senate race that will decide whether Democrats will have a 51st seat in the upper chamber. Incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock went to his hometown of Savannah on Friday.
Call the folks who are close to you. Call your friends. Call your family members. We cannot let our foot off the gas, not even for a moment.
Meanwhile, his Republican challenger Herschel Walker spent time in central Georgia.
This door and this seat belong to the people of Georgia, and Georgia is sick and tired. Oh, I know you need me, and I'm coming. I told him that, hang on, I'm coming.
Both men are making their closing argument ahead of Tuesday's runoff. More than 1.8 million voters have already cast their ballots during early voting. Election officials in the Peach State say Friday was the single biggest day of early voting ever. There is one undisputed winner in Georgia for this election year, Atlanta's ABC affiliate. WSB-TV has made more than $86 million in political advertising going back to January. That's according to data from Ad Tracker at Impact. The U.S. is no longer in the World Cup. During the first match in the round of 16 knockout stages, the Netherlands beat America 3-1. This is despite a late rally in the second half. Meanwhile, about 25 miles away from the World Cup in the Qatari desert, a camel pageant was held with the goal of bringing cultural awareness to World Cup visitors. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.